Bill, what's happening, big guy?
Yep. Hey, not much. How are you doing, fakeologist?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Do you like Alan Parsnips?
He's okay.
Okay. I'm a Matt.
I never had his album.
No, well, I like him a lot. He's pretty damn good. Pretty amazing. I like a lot of these prog rock bands. That's just what I do.
I like Alan Parsons a lot better than I like Beastie Boys or any of those rap musics.
Yeah, I think I don't consider rap music. I consider it talking over beats.
A steady, like a monotonous beat. Yeah.
Sorry, did you say you do like it or you don't like it?
I don't like it. It's like you're
No.
talking over a monotonous, unchanging beat.
It's bullshit.
Yeah,
Whereas
I know. I hate. I always hated it.
this guy has an orchestra backing him. A
Yeah.
symphony. That's what I call music. Those are
Yeah.
difficult instruments to play, and if you don't sound good, they'll know.
Yeah.
There's no bad sounds that are allowed out of these entities, of these
Yeah, you know,
instruments.
I would say I don't mind them. I've always I guess I've never hated them. That's what I would say. I've never hated them. I used to think of Boston as like kind of a rock and roll sympathy,
Symphony out, yeah.
because they would the guitars would almost sound like an orchestra section, and they would do the vocal harmonies,
Absolutely. Boston's fantastic.
and Eagles were good at that too, doing the vocal harmonies. You know, I like music like that. And so,
What is
but you
the
know,
song that has the great intro to it? With the solo, I have to think about that. Let's see. Oh, it's probably Foreplay. That's what it is. I'll start the show off with this.
okay.
That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I haven't heard Boston in a while, so we'll get going and we'll get the show on the road. Got about an hour.
Yeah.
That sounds good, right?
We'll cover a lot of stuff.
Well, there's so much to cover, it's
We'll
ridiculous.
do a lot of damage.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Let me start this. Let me kick this ass off. Could listen to that all 7 minutes and 47 seconds of that, but this is not a music show, so we better get going. It's Wednesday, October the 2nd, 2024. This is the Fakeologist Show, and we do this show every week on Wednesdays with longtime returning guests, Fake Nukes Phil. Fake Nukes Phil, how are you, buddy?
I'm well. Good to be here again, as usual, this Wednesday. Thanks, Fakeologist, for having me.
Oh, well, it's great to have you on here, and you recommended Boston when we were talking about music, and I think rap is fake music, if you want to be technical, but this is real music with symphonies and people that know how to play instruments. Does anyone play an instrument anymore at this level?
I'm not entertained by any of the new music, but I did upload a song this week on my channel. I was very impressed with the band's name is called oh darn. It was a strange name.
Okay. We'll have to go to the Fake Nukes Phil BitChute channel and see what's going on over there. I have to admit, I've been kind of busy this week, so I haven't paid complete attention. I know you have so much content, as we all know, so we'll bring it up here. And what do we have here? Do we have the music somewhere down? White people.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
White people music makes a comeback.
Bridget Calls Me Baby.
Okay.
So that's why I couldn't remember the name. I mean, who can remember that name? Bridget Calls Me Baby. Stupid name, but they're a good band.
Okay. And what is it? Is it rap? Rap music hoax.
Yeah, because I'm saying, well, in the description I say, music died in the 90s when Beastie Boys came out and Aerosmith made that song with Run DMC. And then all the bands started putting out rap music. Okay. And I hated it. When Aerosmith came out with that song with Run DMC, I said, this is the death of music right here.
Right.
And all my friends liked, oh, man, it's so cool that Aerosmith is doing a song with Run DMC. I said, it sounds like crap. And then the Beastie Boys came out. My friends were so big on the Beastie Boys. I said, I hate this shit. I hate it. Yeah. I listened to the bands like Eagles, The Journey,
Journey.
Oh, yeah. God, Boston, you know.
Just name any 70s band. Yes, of course, Rush, I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
Just music with talent. So what is the rap, what is the hoax aspect of this? Can you tell me?
Rap music is a hoax because it's not music.
Oh, I see. Okay, I gotcha.
Rap music is a hoax, it's not music.
This is on the Kelly Clarkson show. She was on American Idol, wasn't she?
Yeah, she introduced him, and it was very impressive. It reminded me of the last stand of the music in the 80s when...
You're getting some comments in here that aren't they all FDM trannies? I've never heard of it, so I haven't looked at it. Did you?
Oh, this band?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's why they call themselves Bridget Calls Me Baby, you know, because it is kind of a weird name.
Yeah.
And they could be, you know, I can't tell anymore. They could be all female to male trannies, you know. But I just, all I know is... you know what? I bet you everybody in rap music, I bet you they're all female-to-male trannies too. And so if I'm going to listen to a female-to-male tranny, I may as well listen to this kind of stuff instead of that stupid rap.
Okay. Well, music is an acquired taste. I have no idea what we're looking at here. Is the Kelly Clarkson show a current show, or is this from the old days?
No, it's current. Yeah, this was,
okay.
I think, last week.
Oh, yeah. Is that right? She's still working away here.
So this is them, yeah.
Okay. Again, this is not a music show, but we'll have a quick look at what we're looking at. It has a very punk look to it.
Well, it's
actually new age. It's sort of, yeah, new age, yeah.
Yeah, we call this music new age.
New age. In the 2024? Wow.
Yes. It's a throwback.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right.
By the way, guy's got a real good voice, and they do a lot of vocal harmonies. You know, I like bands that do vocal harmonies, and the guitars, you know, sound like a symphony a little bit in that band, and so it brought me back to the days of real music. You know what I mean? And
yeah, it's dangerous putting your musical tastes up for debate, up for scrutiny. Let's put it that way. I don't really talk about my musical taste, although people know that I'm a huge fan of the 70s and 80s, and that's just about when my interest in music stopped. And, you know, I guess that happens a lot with older people. They just get stuck in their generation when they used to listen to a lot of music. Now, of course, I don't really listen to music, listen to podcasts and intelligent people talking.
Mm-hmm. These younger kids are listening to African-style music. That's why they're all getting these hoop rings in their ears and piercings in their nose, and they're getting all these tattoos. That's all African culture. And because they listen to these African beats and this rap music. And
well, don't forget Asia. K-pop is huge in a huge generation. I know I have people that like K-pop. But anyway, I don't want to get bogged down in music. Has BitChute been working okay for you? Because my technical director said they were having trouble. She was having trouble uploading to BitChute, so I'm just curious how you're doing with that.
Well, I'm still able to access old BitChute, and it's been working the same as far as that goes. As soon as they stop letting me access old BitChute, well, then I'll start having problems. But
so on new BitChute, you can't upload, or you don't even try?
I've tried, and it was difficult, and so I've just been staying with old BitChute, and it's been working well. But eventually, they're going to cut me off from old BitChute, then I'll have a problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh boy.
Yeah, the uploading on the new BitChute is crap. It really is.
Okay, so you literally just type old.bitchute.com and you have your old interfaces. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not usually the first hit. You got to go down like two or three hits to find a channel that was on old BitChute. So you're not looking for the old BitChute per se. You're just looking for a channel that was on old BitChute.
Oh.
That's what you're looking for when you type in old BitChute.
What a pain. Well, that's why I have FakoTube.com. Yeah. FakoTube.com, it's user-supported. That's my platform, and I don't have any problems uploading it. And if you notice, when I render this show, when this show is over, it is uploaded and rendered within 5 minutes. YouTube doesn't even do that. So if anyone, I've had people, and this is the funny part, they say, I can't find your show. Did you upload it? Well, okay. If you notice, every single show has a show number. And there's the graphic, there's the FakoTube link, and if you look here at the top, there's the audio part. All this is uploaded within 10 minutes or 15 minutes of my show. So there's a million different ways to, and of course, I don't even link to the YouTube channel because I usually delete it. But we're also on X, and X has a copy of the show. X has never deleted any of the shows to my knowledge. So we have a million different ways to listen to the show, and everyone should check it out. Now, I guess the first thing that's sort of top of mind, because I do spend some time on X.com. Are you on X at all?
No. I mean, I do have an account, but I never visit.
Okay. Well, it's still got a ton of stuff on there. And the latest stuff, and I don't know if you've covered this, that they're talking about, of course, are the floods in Appalachia, which is really close to where my wife wants to move, which is really strange. But I saw a couple floating houses in some video. So I, and some floating cars. Now, most people know that cars, when we studied the Fukushima video back in the day, cars don't float.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm not making any pronouncements other than the fact that, oh, here's some tranny stuff on X.com. I got them. you don't have to go for it. This tranny thing is really taken off with people. They really are recognizing it, and it's not just the experts that are recognizing it. It seems like everybody. But I'm just curious if you've looked into the floods, what you think is real, what if there's any video that you think may be fake, if you've done any of that kind of info.
I missed that this week. You know, I usually watch the national news in the mornings, but this morning they were covering some new movie that's coming out that's about some homosexuals that want to get married, but they're going to lose all their health insurance.
Oh, and so really?
The director of the film is saying, this is just not right that in this country where if two people are in love and they lose their health insurance because they get married. And so they're getting, it was literally a 7-minute episode on Good Morning America about this stupid movie. And it's like, oh, I said, trust me, dude, you'll be fine because you're getting all this help from the media with your movie.
Yeah.
And it was the most disgusting topic for a movie. It's like, who's going to go see this movie? But it's like they don't care. It's like they'll make money, and their political agenda will succeed because our country is going totally that direction, and it's
okay. But getting back to the floods, so you haven't looked at anything, any of the videos?
So I missed it. Yeah, they didn't cover it in Good Morning America, so I missed it.
Oh, is that right? So the mainstream is not covering the fact that
it seems like a couple towns
got washed down the river. Okay.
I only saw those houses in North Carolina that were on the shoreline, and the waves came in and they took them off their stilts and they crashed into the waves.
Right.
I saw that on mainstream media, but I didn't see the Appalachia. No.
Okay. So, yeah, that's eastern Tennessee, northwestern North Carolina are the two areas. Let me just see real quick. I haven't looked at it either, other than a couple videos. So we'll just look up floods and see what the hell's going on X, and then we'll get right to your videos. We don't usually wait too long. yeah, there's a whole thing going on about how lithium is the biggest. Well, I guess Alex Jones is promoting it. That's why. Apparently, there's a big lithium deposit that the locals don't want mined, and the conspiracy is that they flooded everyone out, so now no more opposition, and they can go mine at will. So Alex Jones pronounces that. Excuse me, or. It's the one that's got that
one. Yeah,
that
sounds like an Alex Jones story, yeah.
So that's what's being said. So that's one of the things. So then we have the weather weapon idea that they are weaponizing the weather and flooding out areas that don't normally flood, et cetera, et cetera. So okay. So there's quite a bit of stuff out there. But basically people that lived on the floodplains of the river are the ones that are floating away. So there you go. And then they're going after the administration for not doing anything.
Yeah, the usual stuff during one of these events.
Well, but anyway, if you do want to set your video checks to the floodwaters and make sure there's no hanky-panky there, but I just don't know. There's people floating around. I hope you notice. Yeah.
It looks like high water.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. So that's what's going on there. All right.
You know, I'll tell you, there's a lot of hype with this kind of stuff. For instance, where I live in Palm Springs here, they were predicting just the hottest wave this week. I mean, that we were going to reach record temperatures, you know, 115. I think that's like 45 degrees Celsius or something.
But,
you know, we didn't reach that. And we reached like 41 degrees Celsius or 109 degrees.
But that's a normal thing there, is it not?
And so it's been a normal October, beginning of October. We cool off at the end of October. But all the local news has been overhyping this heat wave. And it's a common thing of doing throughout the entire media is overhyping the weather. And so, you know, again, I call it the hysteria media. Don't let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah, I agree. Now there goes an XBO trailer.
Yeah, you know, whenever you see semis getting pushed down the river, that always makes for a good video.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, that area is prone to flooding. I mean, that's why it's got all that green vegetation. If you don't want to be in flooding, then move out to the desert where I'm at. Well, even though we get flash floods from time to time. But it's not like that.
Okay, so you didn't look into that. I didn't either. So let's go. Let's talk about what's on the Fake Nukes Phil agenda for this week over here at Fake Nukes Phil. And you did something on 9/11. I didn't watch that today. It's a 21-minute video. What do you got to say over there?
Yeah, so go to the last part. Go to the over halfway mark.
Okay.
Is when so I'm still talking about Gaza at this point, then a little bit more. And
wrapping up a body.
The three-quarter mark. Yeah, this is the Khalid video where he kisses the eyeball of his granddaughter.
Oh, that's an old one?
Yeah, this is the beginning of the war. And so here's the 9/11. So here's I was going over the best photos of death that we have from 9/11. And somebody gave me this photo of these legs over the ledge.
Right.
And you can see the Twin Tower in the background.
Right.
And so I'm saying, well, where's the blood? I mean, that looks like a mannequin to me. Those legs right there look like a mannequin.
Yeah.
And then somebody gave me this photo, and they said this is human remains in the street. This is the sidewalk of 9/11, Manhattan. And I think you did this
before, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done this before, but I just wanted to go over this again. It's like there's no photos of dead bodies. Because every once in a while, I got to make a video and say, hey, look, if you got a photo of a dead body, you need to call me out. You need to challenge me. But you see, I've been doing this for almost 3 years now, and nobody can meet my challenge. Okay. And so, you know, nobody's got any photos of anybody dead on 9/11. And so I tell my audience, you need to ask why we don't have those photos, because there was a lot of cameras in New York City that day. We should have photos of people jumping out the window and hitting the ground. You see, all the videos we have are of people not hitting the ground. And so there, and I went over the Hezarkhani film, and I explained how the we should be seeing luggage and human beings squirting out the side on this slow motion. We should see human beings and luggage squirt out the sides, but we don't. All we see is the entire airplane going into the path of most resistance.
Right.
The entire airplane goes into the concrete and steel. That is impossible.
You should see it and bouncing also, off of it.
Yeah, we would see most of the airplane bouncing off that building, and we don't see that. And then I also described the cloud of smoke that comes out from the building. It's not disturbed by the wing vortex, because we know that the wings have two swirls behind the airplane. Every airplane, every time, has a wing vortex, especially when you're close to sea level, because the air is so dense. An airplane is pretty heavy, and when it's flying through the air, it disturbs a lot of air. But the cloud that came out from the building was perfectly undisturbed. It didn't have, we should have seen two swirls in it, two swirls from the wings, yeah. But we didn't see that. See, the cloud has no swirls in it.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job faking doing the CGI video. Well, you get lots of comments on here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, so I like to engage my comment section, and basically that's the only reason why I do my channel, because I'm not selling T-shirts. I'm not. I'm basically bouncing my ideas off people, and I want them to tell me if I'm retarded or not. And some people do come in and say that I'm retarded, but then they don't have a very good argument. They just hate me because I'm Phil. Because you're Phil, I hate you. It's like, well, that's not a good argument. You need to explain where I was wrong in this video. And
it looks like you got Fake Nukes World is a new guy that's commenting. I guess I'll subscribe to his channel too.
Yeah.
He made a comment. Transparent moons, Chinese space hoax. Yeah, and Pallywood. So he's picked up on the Pallywood idea, which is good.
Yeah, I go over to his channel. I make a comment from time to time. Yeah.
Okay, good, good. All right, excellent. All right.
Yeah, a lot of these people are content creators, and they come over and they comment on my channel, and I appreciate that. And, you know, let's get them going.
I'll put a link to his channel here. If people want to find some good extra material, just go to comments of your favorite channels like Fake Nukes Phil, and you'll find content creators and content. Phil can't do all the work. You guys have to send leads and links, phil@fakeologist.com. And you can't see everything all the time, so a lot of good stuff in the comments.
So here's a photo of the jumpers that jumped out of the window. There's five bodies right there, but they're not bodies. I pointed out that those are not human beings that have fallen 91 floors. Those are just, I don't know what that is, but it's like five piles of laundry or something.
Well, the plausible deniability is if they fall that far, they'll just blow to pieces and you won't recognize them.
Well, that's not true, because we have photos of parachutists that have jumped out of airplanes and their parachute didn't open up.
Oh, do
we? They fell. Yes, I need to find those photos. I know they exist. And, you know, they fall 10,000 feet and they fall into the landscape, but their bodies don't look like this. And so we need to find those photos of the parachutists and compare them with this photo right here, because they won't look the same. And
well, the other thing is, most people don't take pictures of real dead people dead on the ground or anything. It's
well, they would. I mean, if somebody died in a parachute accident, you would take a picture. You'd have to document the event, and you would have to, because
what I'm saying is they don't get out into the public, I don't think, as a rule.
Well, I'm on the internet, everything makes it to the public.
Okay.
In my experience with the internet, you got all these websites where they upload gore all the time.
Okay, so you're looking for it. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, it has to be found because this is where they lie to us. And so we have to find the real gore. And I'm not a gore fan. I don't like looking for gore, but these people are lying to us about fake gore. And so we need to have the comparison available to us.
Okay.
And
let's get to the Iran, Israel, Lebanon thing. This is the biggest thing since sliced bread right now that's in the news.
Yeah. So here we see the escalation of the war. Now Iran is getting involved. And as we predicted, Iran is in on it because everybody I've talked to, you see that those fireworks that you just showed right there?
Yeah.
Everybody I've talked to says they look fake. But then in the next sentence, they'll say some kind of thing to reconvince themselves that the war is real. Oh, but you know, the war is real. It's like, well,
what part is real? If the missiles aren't real, what part is real? I mean, this is a good question.
I know. It's cognitive dissonance. People just don't want to face it. They can see it right here in front of their face, but they just push it away. They say, yeah, that does look like fireworks, but you know what? The war is still real.
Well, I have a friend who's Iranian that I talk to every day, and he hates the Iranian regime. He wants them out. So he's actually, I said, so you're pro-Israel in that sense because you want them to help you get rid of the current long-in-the-tooth regime in Iran. He said, yeah, okay. You know, I said,
I'm here to tell your friend that the regime and Iran are both friends. And this event
that's
right
what
here
I told
proved
him.
It.
I told him this that because he's all freaked out about the war. And I said, buddy, have a really good look at the videos. They're fireworks. They're in on it together. Yeah. See, I've been working on him for a couple weeks or a couple months on this topic now. So I think he's starting to see it now. I said, just you're looking at fireworks. And he started looking at some videos of the missiles hitting the ground, and they don't do any damage. I said, what kind of missile smashes into the ground and there's no damage? That's what a firework would do.
Yeah. And all those missiles always hit the ground over the horizon. You just showed a couple missiles landing, but they were over the horizon. And so those are light effects that are added in after the video is taken.
All right.
And here's they had a fake shooting the same night of the fireworks show.
Oh, wow.
And six Israelis were shot. There's that favorite number, six again.
Yeah.
And so they put together a fireworks show and a fake shooting all on the same night. And they show us some blown up buildings, but that doesn't prove anything.
Do we even know where they are?
Yeah, we don't even know where they are. And then, of course, the walkie-talkies and the pagers that blew up that you're seeing right here. I mean, that was just totally fake. Here's the attack that killed that Nasrallah guy, this guy here.
And one thing I heard on No Agenda, the podcast I listened to, they were saying that this guy was a man of the people, blah, blah, blah. They all liked him. But he never went out in public. You only ever saw him on the TV because of assassination threats. And I thought, are you hearing what I'm hearing? Is this guy does he even exist?
Yeah.
They just told you he's never seen in person. Kind of like Osama bin Laden. Remember that guy?
Yeah. He only exists on TV.
Right. That's what they said about him. I thought, man, that is unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's and funny. Now, of course, he doesn't exist at all.
Yeah, his character has been killed off.
Yeah.
But it was just a character. The assassination is just a script. Mm. Here's some more fireworks.
And they're saying there's nobody to take his place. So finally, they can get what they want with regards to conquering Iran.
Yeah, so here's now that they're escalating the war, you know, our work becomes more critical and important, and it's turning out exactly as we foretold. We have been saying from the beginning that Iran is in on it, that they are friends with the Israelis. They are pulling the hoax alongside with them. And when they launch these stupid fireworks,
I would say they're all part of the Greater Israel Project, all of them.
Yeah, and so it's just a fake war. Throughout the entire region, it's been a fake war, and it's a money-making scheme. And people say, well, how can they make money off this? Well, they make money just from the nightly news and just from it being such a big subject. And
I see you have Dave J in your comments now.
Yeah.
You have a friend in Dave J.
Yeah, we disagree on Dresden, but we agree on most everything else.
Yeah,
and
that's okay. It's okay to disagree. Doesn't mean you're enemies.
That's right. I mean, you know, he's willing to have an honest talk. And he's not going to come on and just start hating me because, Phil, you're just a retard. Phil, you know, just start calling me names and stuff. And he'll actually have a discussion.
What do we have here on the moon? What's this story?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got two moons this.
Did you know Earth is getting a second moon?
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
Is it another asteroid? Oh man, we need a good asteroid story. It's been a couple months.
It's orbiting us right now.
Wait, is it just gonna miss the Earth by 5 seconds? I mean, that's usually what happens.
Yeah, it's
only professional telescopes. You will not be able to find it.
And they say it's 33 feet wide.
Oh,
the asteroid. The asteroid is 33 feet wide. And so it's going to orbit our planet for 2 months, and then it's going to just magically fly away. But you won't be able to see it, but we'll give you pictures of it. We'll do the work for you and give you pictures of it.
Oh, it's going to come back in 2055. There's your double numerology, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Man, they just keep faking it on every single level.
Yeah. Yeah, that story was just too funny. And it's up there supposedly right now. Trust us. You can't see it, but just believe us. It's there.
This is a good comment. This is one thing I've always said. A 747 jumbo jet is 250 feet long, and they usually fly at 30,000 feet, meaning all we see is an object smaller than a penny held at arm's length. So in order to see an object only 33 Masonic feet, wide in a distance of 4.9 billion feet away, a distance of more than 140,000 times the flying 747 jet would require a telescope so powerful that it actually probably doesn't exist. So if it could be seen even by magical Masonic NASA, yeah, I think the only super powerful nuclear telescope is run by the Vatican, I think, and it's called Lucifer, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, so I've heard that.
Yeah, so I agree. No, you can't see that far. Let's do some simple math, some simple fractions. Yeah, it's not possible. It's ridiculous, in other words.
Yeah, it's insulting. So, yeah, did they say that telescope is nuclear?
No, I just threw that in there.
Okay, yeah, because
it's probably nuclear powered. You know, it has some ultrasonic zoom lens or something.
They have to throw that in, yeah.
I like this one. Unreal. It may as well be a Hanna-Barbera cartoon production. Of course the same creatures produce both. And 33 feet wide. Come on, folks, cease being the dog that gets its nose rubbed in its own feces. Embarrassing, to say the least. Good comments.
Yeah, yeah. The nasty people only attack me on Jim's channel. I mean, Jim has posted a couple of my videos this week, and I appreciate that. But Jim gets attacked. He says, you are ruining your credibility for having this guy on your show. And the people there just are nasty. And those people attack my character. They just go immediately towards my character, and they don't even address the issues I point out in the video. They ignore those issues, and they call me fat. They call me, you know, just all kinds of names. It's like, well, what does my body have to do with the ideas I'm putting out right here?
It's just an ad hominem attack. It's a logical fallacy. That's just how it works. That's how shills and trolls operate. So.
I'm still able to get under my car, and I'm able to fix everybody's stuff every day, so I'm not that fat. Exactly. Everybody calls me to go fix their damn stuff. And, you know, how come people can't fix their own stuff? How come I got to always, every single day, I got to go fix other people's stuff?
Well, It is.
Also,
well,
it was the anniversary.
People don't even try. That's why I gave my barbecue lighter a crack tonight. Wasted an hour until I figured out I had the wrong part. So I just sent it back and got, I'm going to try again with the right part tomorrow. But you know, if you don't do it as on the regular,
yeah,
it does waste time. I have to admit, unless you do certain things repetitively, it's hard to get fast at it, and you do waste time. Unless you unless you have nothing else to do. Anyway, here we are with Las Vegas. It's been 7 long years, and this is the one that woke you up, this hoax?
Yeah. Yeah, and so this is my favorite video because it's 23 minutes long, but it hits on all the major points.
Okay. Who does this one?
Well, you know, a lot.
Is this
it starts out...
1% of his MGM holdings for a total sale of over
What's-his-nuts, Brian from...
Yeah. So it starts out with Brian, but then it goes to other.
The CEO,
but it doesn't stay. It doesn't stay with Brian the entire time.
Oh, it's a compilation.
It's a compilation. Yeah. Urgency in selling personal shares. So I don't know who put together this compilation, but it really hits all the points in 23 minutes.
Okay.
Company he represents. A put option is an options contract.
What is the main thrust of this video? Does it believe in...
Well, it talks about the crisis actors. It talks about there not a single bullet was fired. It talks about Jason Aldean giving the signal. When Jason Aldean told the crowd to step back, that he was creating distance so that the people would start stampeding each other when they did the fake gunshots over the speakers. Because they were mostly concerned with people not really getting hurt. They didn't want anybody to, you know, actually get hurt. And so that's why there were so many ushers in the crowd directing people with their flashlights. And their job was to make sure that nobody stampled over each other. And that's why we saw all those flashlights in the crowd. And that's because they were concerned with safety. They didn't want somebody to really get hurt during their little stunt here in Las Vegas. And...
Interesting.
So
this is your go-to video to explain the whole
thing? Yeah, and I've got a lot of videos on Las Vegas, but just to cut to the get a real quick one out, this one is the one that does it in 23 minutes. It does the scene at Sunset Hospital where that woman was in the waiting room and she saw all these kids coming in and pretending to be hurt, and she's talking in Spanish saying, "Why is the hospital allowing this?" And it's like these kids are pretending. Why is it? But she's saying it in Spanish.
What's your take on this guy being the brother? He was a big player in the whole drama, was he not?
Yeah, he was a goof. But the stronger evidence are the crisis actors and the fake blood and the live leak video. This video dissects the live leak video where the paramedic was going through and. He was filming himself. He was holding his camera, his phone with his left hand, and he was taking people's pulse with his right hand. And he was filming himself saying, "Oh, this one's deceased." It's like you wouldn't film yourself if you're going through the line of people figuring out who's deceased or not. You know, it was just so stupid. But anyway, while he's doing that, he's saying, "I can't see an exit wound. I can't see an entrance wound. I don't know how to treat," is what he says. And the reason why you don't know how to treat is because there's no bullet wound there. It's just fake blood.
Well, everyone's having a good time in the hospital.
Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah, so this guy, he was one of the highlighted victims that night. He had his own camera crew, and his arm was like, and he also had a bad intestinal wound. But here he is like 3 days later, and his arm's all better, and he's got no intestinal bag. It's like during the night of the shooting, this guy had his own film crew. He was getting these people had cell phones just filming him. And he was one of those actors, you know. And then here he is, you know, 3 days later, he's all healed up.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, so the Vegas, that's the anniversary.
Yeah, so I just wanted to drive home the point that it's been 7 years and everyone's forgotten about it. It's the deadliest mass shooting in American history, and not a single person talks about it. It doesn't get a breath of attention, and that's because nobody died. We were told that 61 people died and 500 injuries. I mean, massive injuries. Well, where are these injured people?
And right. This was a hybrid event. Well, this was a. Do you think there are people in the crowd that had no idea that they were in the middle of a integrated capstone event, or?
I do believe it was a hybrid event. I believe they used the crowd as extras, and
unknowing as experts, right?
Not unknowing extras.
Yeah.
And there's about 200 crisis actors there that were the main core of the group, and. You know, we have video of these guys in this live leak video, this video right here. We have a video of these people sliding into position with the fake blood already on them. And so these are crisis actors just, and she's blinking her eye. You can see her eye open right there. Her eye is open and then it closes. And so that girl was blinking her eye and she was declared dead. It's like, no, she's blinking her eye. And so that's fake blood on her face. And so here's the paramedic, you know, again, that he was filming himself as he was taking the pulse. And it was just so ridiculous. And so this live leak video doesn't prove it. It does the reverse. It proves that these people are lying. This was the video that would silence people like us saying, you haven't seen the live leak video. Mm. And here's that. Video from Sunset Hospital where the people were coming in pretending to be hurt, and this woman that's filming this, she speaks Spanish and she's saying, why is the hospital allowing this? It's like, well, these kids aren't hurt. See, there's not a drop of blood on the floor.
How the hell did she get in there then, I wonder?
Well, she might be visiting somebody. She might have an actual appointment, but the hospital is performing a mass casualty drill right here during business hours. And so there are members of the public in there, and the staff of the hospital is conducting a mass casualty drill, just like the police do, just like firefighters do. They practice these drills like twice a year. And here they are. They're coordinating this drill with the local police department, and voila, you get a fake shooting. You get a, well, quote unquote, real shooting.
Well, we got a caller in her.
Caller in her.
I'll let the caller in her introduce himself.
Hi, this is John the Beggar from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Say hi to John the Beggar. Phil.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, John. Good to have you.
I have to disagree with you on this one, that any of those people were not in on it, because I saw the floor of the area, with the grass and whatever else they were on, and they show a bunch of cups and saucers and clear glasses, but there's absolutely zero residue of anything in it at all. That leads me to believe that the whole thing was a scam, and they just had the people there with the flashlights to make sure the people that were in on the scam got out okay. But I don't think anything ever went placed there, because I've worked at entertainment venues and cleaned up. I was a custodian in an ice arena. I even drove a Zamboni years ago. And I'll tell you, when you go out and you clean up stuff that falls through the bleachers or people leave, there's residue everywhere in the glasses, on the plates. There would be popcorn, pizza, half-eaten hot dogs. Pop would be all over the place, and so would beer. And nothing, absolutely nothing. All the plates were just totally clean. It was made so it could be cleaned up very easily afterwards. So I don't think anyone...
Yeah. I saw that picture. They used green AstroTurf, and they cleared all the trash off the AstroTurf, and then you could see that there is no blood on the AstroTurf. It's like, well, that's where all the shooting happened. And then the first thing
they had all the cups on the floor, and the plates and stuff. And I looked at that and I said, that's not from a concert, because there'd be residue.
So you're saying it's a phony concert, or it was
phony concert,
or maybe it was the rehearsal and they brought the actors in then, and the real concert was the next day or something like that, maybe?
Could have been that.
There's many ways to do it, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think anyone there or anything there was real at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that could be. You know, I wasn't there, so but I do know one thing for sure. It was a stage show, and nobody died, nobody got hurt.
For sure. For absolute certain.
Yeah, so...
And I do agree with you guys... that these tranny speculation is going wild now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's over the top. I mean, I see it. I've seen tranny. Like when I was covering the Titanic, there was one survivor. Her name was Edith. And you could totally tell that that's a man in drag. And she was one of the main survivors who did lots of interviews during the 50s, going around saying that she survived the Titanic. And it's like, well, that, wow. And she had a whopper of a story. She would always carry her teddy bear with her. Or it was a pig. It was a stuffed pig. And this is what saved my life, because the guy on the Titanic threw it in the lifeboat. And he said, if you don't fetch that pig, you'll never see it again. Because she didn't want to get in the lifeboat. And so the man on the Titanic saved her life by throwing her pig onto the lifeboat. It was just a stupid story. And once you listen to these Titanic survivors, you realize their stories are pretty lame. Okay, and then you realize there's only about 15 or 20 of them that actually went on a circuit and gave their interviews all the time. So, yeah, you know, you look close at the Titanic and say, well, I don't think anybody died there either. You know, I think they sank an empty ship out there, and they had some crisis actors come out and tell whoppers to the media.
I agree with you on that. When I was in college, I had a professor who was a genocide researcher. He researched the Armenian Holocaust. And he said, okay, when you research people, he says, you can find out people that are just full of bull. He said, they'll start whining and telling you this. You find a real person, it'll be hard for you to get them to talk. Then they will, and they'll tell you things that went on. And somewhere, probably near the end of what they're saying, he said, tears will start rolling down their eyes spontaneously. And they'll say something like, I'm lucky I survived. And he said, that's a person. He said, but you have to be very careful when you interview people, because everyone who's got a big story and never cries or no tears come out when they, he said, they're just full of bull.
Yeah, that's it. That's precisely it. Huh. And with these Titanic survivors, none of them cried. And their stories were just over the top.
But I remember him saying that they will start talking to you, and they'll usually be rather matter of fact about everything. And at some point, he said, tears will start coming down their eyes. And they will usually end up saying that by the grace of God or something, I lived, or I'm very lucky. But he said, that's how you can tell a person who's legitimate from one who isn't.
That is a good way, yeah. Yeah, and then none of these people from Las Vegas that we're seeing on the screen here, like, this girl here is an actor, and she was just happened to be at Las Vegas, and so, you know, here she is on Dr. Phil's show.
Oh, my goodness.
They've been doing this for a lot of years. They've been doing this since at least Abraham Lincoln. We saw crisis actors during the Abraham Lincoln fake show. And
it was even earlier when they tried to assassinate Andrew Jackson, and Sam Houston was there with him.
Oh, okay. Oh, I haven't heard about this one.
Went on trial, and he was acquitted. And he went around later after that going to bars and telling stories how a banker from London had paid him all sorts of money. I think it was Andrew Jackson's way of keeping the banks out, the foreign banks out. You know, if you read him as a hero, and if you don't, God knows what it was for, but I don't think it was real.
Yeah, well, I don't think any American president has ever been a hero. I think they've all been controlled. George Washington was a Freemason. They've all been Freemasons ever since. And so Andrew Jackson had that little story where he was trying to kick the banks out, but it's a story. Just like JFK had a story that he was going to expose the secret societies, but he had no intention on exposing the secret societies. It was just diversion. It was a distraction. There's been no American president that's been a hero. None.
Definitely. And I'll tell you, they're doing more and more music and music videos with this kind of a trans theme in them too.
Oh yeah.
There's this lady, and I'm not sure if she's a man or a woman, I think she's a woman, called Ava Max, and she's out performing these things. She's got a nice voice, if it's a she, and I'm looking forward to Mr. E on Sunday night so that I can ask him if he knows anything about her.
Yeah, Mr. E is going to be on for sure this Sunday.
Transvestigation.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Well, it's only their own fault because they've been pushing the transgender for a long time. So everyone that doesn't want to look at it is looking at it. I wouldn't want to look at it in general, but it's there in front of us. Luckily, it's died down quite a bit in the mainstream.
Yeah.
But the transvestigators are real. They're all looking now.
Definitely, people are looking at everything. The president of France, his wife, is definitely a man, and they're now talking about that in France all the time.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, that is a very strange pair right there. But I guess they're all strange pairs.
Yeah, the brother has vanished off the face of God's earth. You know, just like Mike Obama.
Yeah,
Big Mike Robinson. Yeah, Big Mike, the middle linebacker for the Oregon State Ducks, who before his junior year was in the locker room and told someone he was a woman trapped in a man's body and took off. So, my God, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
It has just gotten crazy, and a lot of young people, though, are not listening to much of the music. Some of them are going back to old songs.
Yeah, well,
I know some of them re-perform them themselves, but some of them will even say they liked the music better back then. You know, they went to their mom and dad's collection or Uncle Joe's or Aunt Mary's, and they're like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, well, I would. I couldn't listen to Taylor Swift. I mean, does anybody ever admit that they bought a Taylor Swift album? Because I would say, what's that all about? I mean, I don't know who.
Apparently there's a big following.
Yeah, apparently there's money because they wanted her and Kelsey to get together, the gay football player, so they could say that they were having a love affair and people would start coming more to watch the NFL more now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more nonsense.
Yep, just trying to do anything they can to keep turning over bucks. Yeah. And they do.
And just promote the anti-human agenda. This is what the way I look at it.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, hey, I just wanted to say, too, to Phil, that I loved your video with that electronic rubber baby, the motorized
one. Thanks.
That was really good. I enjoyed it, and I thank you for posting that.
Okay. We're going to find that one now.
Yeah, they're doing these rubber babies that have motors in them, and the leg movement does the exact same. It's like a robot doing the same movement over and over again. You can tell it's just a robot. And
this one here? No.
No, it's going to be a couple down. It's going to be, I think, the one on the right.
This one here? Automatronic with stomach, leg, and motors? Leg motor?
Oh, it's actually after that one. So that's the raw video, but I did a video where I did commentary above this. And that it should be, it's that one, me in the blue shirt right there.
Oh, you and Rocky talking about it?
Yeah, Rocky's joining me lately. He's
he's a big
help. He's a good sport.
Hey, it's Big Nukes Phil. He's a big
good sport. Brings the leg up. So here's the baby is on a table right here.
Wow.
And the leg does this spring movement. The left leg does a spring movement.
Oh.
See, like that?
Nice.
Yeah. But it's like a rubber band.
Yeah, I can see that.
And the stomach is going in and out.
To simulate breathing out.
And then they did another position. That same baby was on the floor. See, here it is. The same baby's on the floor, and the leg does the same movement. It's like a rubber band. And then they straighten out the leg, and then it springs back up.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're getting creative.
Yeah, well, they've been doing these automatronic rubber babies since the beginning of the war, and I showed examples of it. And now watch the leg. It's going to spring up again. See, in the exact same movement.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's quite elastic there for someone who's unconscious. Amazing.
Yeah.
Because that's what a leg would normally do. Okay, I don't think so. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so so that's good, John, that you notice that. And I'm trying to get my viewers to notice these things because they are definitely doing this over there in Gaza. And we need to put this is another category that we need to add to our Gaza list. We've got a lot of categories. We've got the controlled demolitions. We've got the staged rescues. We've got the fake blood, the fake injuries. And now we can add automatronic rubber babies to another category. It's a lot of categories and a lot of patterns. You see, we the people that watch our channels, we are prone to identifying patterns. And
yes,
so I appeal to all of us who watch, who are interested in this subject, that be aware of this new pattern. They are using automatronic rubber
pattern babies. Recognizers. I'm going to do a quick search on my blog for pattern recognition.
Yeah,
because that's really what we do. I can't find it there.
It's much like tracking in the woods. You look for mm-hmm. broken branches, broken leaves. You see a pattern to where something has walked and where right. nothing has walked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
well, I just
right.
like wanted to thank you for that because it's a wonderful little video you did there.
Yeah, well, some people hate me for that video. One girl unsubscribed. She said she called me a heartless bastard. And she said, how can you be calling these injured people fake? I said, well, what if they're not injured people?
That lady could be from Langley, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because I see some women crying that they can't get dates on the internet on things, and there's not a tear in their eyes. And I'm looking at these girls, and I'm saying, darn, I wish I was 40 years younger.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're not bad-looking women, and I don't buy that stuff.
Let me play this video on pattern recognition here. I grabbed this from probably Alexandra.
Furthermore, the public display of these symbols also serves to communicate membership and occultic orders to other elites, akin to a secret handshake that says, I'm part of your exclusive club. Like Western music, many K-pop music videos and performances incorporate imagery and symbolism reminiscent of trauma programming techniques. Mind control symbols like cages and mirrors, butterflies, eyes, duality, and dissociative states or going insane are recurring themes among the plethora of others in K-pop imagery that have raised eyebrows among researchers and analysts. I get it. Some people who haven't been aware of these types of things for some years might say that it's all just a coincidence. No, it's not. And the people who see it are not crazy. We are just aware of continuously repeating patterns. Psychology Today states, quote, pattern recognition, according to IQ test designers, is a key determinant of a person's potential to think logically, verbally, numerically, and spatially. Compared to all mental abilities, pattern recognition is said to have the highest correlation with the so-called general intelligence factor. End quote. So don't let anyone who doesn't look for the deeper
meanings
or patterns make
you
feel crazy.
I told you we're smarter than the average bear, guys.
This is where things start to get weird.
Well, yeah. I think also it's not just intelligence, it's that we broke through the spell at some time. Because you're given a spell in life, you're given programming, and somewhere our programming, as a friend of mine says, got a glitch in it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was never good at pattern recognition until I was woken up by the Las Vegas shooting. And then I knew how to look for the patterns. Then I knew how these people operate. And so then, that's a good statement there. Once you know what to look for, then the recognizing the patterns becomes much easier. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to break through though, that spell. You've got to get it out of that mind control that you're set in usually as a child, and then you've got to, break one thing down, and then another thing down.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of mine started when I was a little boy going to Forbes Theater. I just thought everything was so weird about the Lincoln assassination. And it just stuck in my head. And then I remember in college, there was a book written in 1913, I believe it is, and our professor had read this book, and he talked about Lincoln having faced cancer and how the whole thing was just staged. And that really, I didn't entirely accept it, but it partially broke the spell on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing another video on the Abe Lincoln. I'm going to talk about the meandering train ride that they took his body back to Springfield, Illinois. It didn't go a direct route. It went...
That was a road like show. Thousands of
miles. Yeah, it was a road show. And that's because back in those days, they didn't have TV, they didn't have internet, and so they had to get people to spread the rumors. What they did was they ran this train through all these towns, and everybody in the town would come to the tracks, and they would see the train go by, and they would go home, and they'd say, oh, I saw Abraham Lincoln's dead body today. It's true. He's really dead. But it's like you didn't see his body. You just saw a train car go by. And so, but they would spread the rumor, and that's how, like, the old-fashioned internet. And so they're doing the same thing with today's internet, and they get a lot of people who will spread the rumor for free. These are people who do not work for the government. They're just what's called, I guess, a useful idiot. They want to be part of the story. They'll say, oh, yeah, I saw it. Yeah, there really is. I saw the train. He must be dead. Abe Lincoln must be dead. I saw the train go by. And I had a coworker who told me he knew somebody who died at Columbine. And I said, oh, really? Well, listen, I want to talk about your friend who died at Columbine. And then he just ran from me. I mean, he didn't talk to me for the rest of the show. We were working on a show together. And because he had never experienced somebody who actually wanted to probe him about his quote-unquote friend at Columbine. And I don't think he was working for the government. I just think he's one of those people that just wanted to be part of the story. I mean, he heard somebody knew a friend of a friend at Columbine, and he's been telling that story for the rest of his life. But when he got pressured or when he got questioned, he realized that I don't really actually know this person. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to run away from you, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like that. This is how they get away with the hoaxes. They get people to spread the rumor for free. And most people, and they don't realize they're spreading the rumor. Nobody knows anybody who is dying in Gaza. Nobody knows anyone who has ever died in the Middle East, during a war anyway. Uh-huh. It's all just rumor and just rumors.
Nice.
That's how they get away with it.
I agree. And, you know, in ancient Greece, I think it was in Athens, they hired actors to go out and a narrator to go out and enact little news, like to give a play of little news events going on. And they would use this to control the minds of the people.
Yeah. Well, that's how they're doing the same thing now.
Yeah, they're really doing the same thing now. They've been doing it all of our lives. And but you have to break it. And then when you break one thing, you'll break another. And I think the Kennedy assassination was the last thing that broke for me.
Uh-huh.
And that was let down all the walls to a point of where I look at it and think, you know, it's all bullshit. And even right now on Tucker Carlson, they're even starting to question things about World War II. I mean, it was what I call it was the holy war. You couldn't question it. It was holy, and it's really holy baloney. I mean, a lot of people died in it. People got injured. I knew people that had various had been wounded and other things, and it was real in that sense. But it was no holy war for freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe real people died in that war. I believe it was, but it wasn't the people that we were told. I believe the genocide happened, but it happened in reverse. It was the actual German people who were destroyed and not the other way around. And so because Germany looks very different today than it did 80 years ago, Germany is a transformed country. It has been replaced, and they were fighting for their existence, plain and simple. And I know people get mad at me, but that's what Adolf Hitler said in his last will and testament. He said, these German people will be in the future. People will come to recognize that these people did a heroic right to live. This is they were fighting for their right to live, and it'll become a very heroic in future times. And that's what they're doing, because we will not see the Aryan people anymore. They are disappearing from the face of the earth. And people will remember there was a people that used to walk among this earth, and they're not here anymore. Well, yeah, well, they were fighting for their existence, and they lost, and we made sure they were erased. And so that's my opinion.
Well,
on the
matter. I'm one quarter German. My grandmother was full-blooded German.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So there are some still around. I don't look German by any means, but
a lot of people think the original Aryans or the ones that are really Aryans are the Persians.
Yeah.
So there's that.
But they weren't a target of genocide. So there's a book called Roman Jerusalem. It was written in 1862 by a guy named Moses Hess. And in that book, he predicts that there will be a war between the Jews and the Aryans. And the Jews will be victorious. And from that point on, there will be the New World Order. And that's what he predicted World War II 80 years before it happened. Now, was Moses Hess a prophet? No, what he was, an early Zionist. And he knew the will of the bankers and what the bankers were planning to do. And so that's what happened. The Aryans lost, and so those people, we have a lot of home movies from the 1930s in Germany, and we've got a good look at what those people look like. And if you go to Germany today, it does not look like that anymore. They've done it under our nose. They've genocided that people right under our nose, and they've reversed it, saying that it was the Jews that were genocided. It's like, wait a minute. No, I see lots of Jews. The Jews are doing just fine. No, it's the Aryans that are not around anymore. So don't pee on me and tell me it's raining. Okay.
Well, I know a small rural town in Indiana, and people in the area, even people of German ancestry, will call it Krauttown, USA. And German is still spoken there. They even have a church service every day in German. And I can go in there, and the people are kind of cliquish and clannish, but if I tell them who I am and who I'm related to, all of a sudden I become an honorary German for the day. I become accepted. Well, I'm, related to this and this, and, oh, okay, and sometimes I've done that and found out I was talking to a distant relative.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I get my German from my mom's side. Maiden name was Jenks. My grandfather, Theodore Jenks, he worked for NASA. He worked for Northrop. He helped build the stealth bomber. And so Jenks, of course, is a German name, and so that's where I get my German from. But, of course, now I would like to have a talk with my grandfather now. I would like to ask him about his NASA experience and his stealth bomber experience when I was like 17 years old, we were having lunch, and I asked him, what's so special about the stealth bomber? And he kind of laughed. He says, oh, you don't know? I said, well, no, I don't know. He said, well, because the only weapon it carries is nukes.
Oh, here we go.
It's exclusively a nuclear weapon to deliver nukes anywhere on the planet. And I thought, well, that's nothing special because we already have ICBMs. I mean, we have ICBMs that can deliver a nuke anywhere on the planet already. So why do we need a stealth bomber? And so anyway, but it's just a hoax. Nukes aren't real. So I would have the conversation between me and my grandfather would be much different today if I could replay that. Yeah.
All right, John, any final questions? Because we're going to wrap her up now. We've been going about an hour.
I've got to be going. I just want to thank both of you for talking to me and letting me on. And I'll end you with a tranny rhyme.
All right.
A tranny here, okay. A tranny there, a tranny everywhere.
Yeah, John, I don't know where you get these original ideas. That's amazing. You should be a poet.
You should be a poet.
Okay.
Old McTranny.
You missed your calling. Mr. Calling.
Old McTranny had a farm.
Yeah, I knew I recognized that nursery rhyme or whatever the hell it was. Okay. Good one,
good
John.
Night, guys.
Yeah, night, thanks.
All right,
thanks
for calling, take care. John. There goes John the Beggar. All right, I just noticed that IPS, Infinite Plane Radio, did a show on the Las Vegas hoaxiversary. So I'll put a link on that to that channel, rather, in the show notes. I do listen to IPS all the time when I'm busy buzzing around the city, so other people can enjoy his stuff, too. He gets it. He understands
it. Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've ever looked at his stuff before, but he's pretty bang on when it comes to all this stuff. So I invite you and anyone else who wants to listen to check it out.
Yeah.
And I also just got this video from my Discord server Sarah. She's a content creator who did a Fakeologist audio chat mashup/song. She ran it through one of these AI programs. And she did the lyrics, but she made a song out of it. So I'm definitely going to play it on the way out tonight so people can have a listen and also join in on the audio chats where we talk about all this stuff and more. Anyone and everyone is allowed to come on in and have a chat on an informal basis, kind of like a speakeasy truth lounge. So I just thought I'd point that out, and I'm going to play it on the way out. Hopefully it rendered correctly. Phil can be reached at phil@fakeologist.com. That's also going to be in the show notes, phil@fakeologist.com. I will link to that in the show notes. Phil is here every week. And if you want to talk to Phil, you can email him or you can call in next week. Or you can go to his BitChute channel and make comments.
Yeah.
Phil will always answer. He's up to 1,839 subscribers. Is that number growing or...
Yeah, it's seen a slight increase lately. Wow. So that's
well, you're doing a lot. You've got you host a couple shows yourself. You've got Lynn over there, and Lynn can sure carry a conversation, can she not?
Yeah, you know, she's a great conversation. So
yeah, and she gets all this stuff too. She's not really challenging you in any way. So she has the historical background. I think she feeds you a lot of events for you to look into you may not have heard of in the past.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
And Gemma seems to have taken to you guys as well on a regular basis. That's good.
Yeah, you know, and she reaches a big audience over there in Ireland, and so that's great. And she's sticking her neck out. She's risking her audience by having us on talking about all this fakery. It's very our views are very controversial. Actually, I think our views are very logical
and peaceful.
But they are seen as controversial to the normal person. But, you know, that's because the normal person has not been trained to use logic. They've been indoctrinated.
Well, they've been hoodwinked, their whole lives. And our audience can only go bigger because the people that were brought up on the boob tube, they're unfortunately dying off. Some of them at an accelerated rate if they took the magic juice. And they're being replaced, of course, by younger people, but mainly probably people from the third world. And I'm pretty sure the third worlders do not trust or did not trust their puppet government. So at least they're more skeptical. If you want to look to at a bright side of having the third world take over our nations. So there's that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how they're going to control those people because they weren't really brought up on... the lies. They assumed they were being lied to. Us North Americans, we're too busy having a good time and making money to even worry about this stuff. But now, the new ball game.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, thanks a lot. And we'll check in next week.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, thanks, Freakologist. See you next week.
All the best. And we're going to play Sarah's Value for Value, where she recommends that you pay whatever you think this show is worth to you. Some people might think a dollar, $150, whatever. It's value for value. You pay what you think it's worth. And fakeologist.com/donate. And here is the song. Awesome. Enjoy.
Well, let's see who's on tonight. The chat and close the blinds. Finally I can speak freely to these people that don't even know me. I can take a piece of my mind, lay it out to air, and I find these people really get me. Fellow Seth and JLB, the sneaky, recording all that I say, playing it back as a bit, a sound clip to titillate the audience. Ad needs those donations, value for value, won't you help him with his creation? So you'll know that it's 65 degrees in a place called a terrible. He knows it's insufferable. Fakeology is expensive. Fakeology costs lots of money. Don't be like that, JLB. First hour is free, but the rest is suspicious. It's a value for value. A value for value. You get value for value. We're your friendly fireside family telling you that woman's a dude. Well, looks like there's something new. Another pod baby leaving the school. What's this truthmeats.com? Really, the art of conversation.
appendages, lackeys, and henchmen, truthers and seekers and shut-ins. It costs quite a lot to do this, to moan and complain and to talk shit. Please donate your money to FACO. JLB, first hour's free, but I need to more, so value for value, do you like it? Fakeologist only fans isn't far behind, at least Toby would subscribe. Fakeology is expensive, fakeology costs lots of money. Don't be like that, JLB. First hour is free, but the rest is suspicious. It's a value for value, a value for value. You'll get value for value. We're your friendly fireside panel telling you that woman's a dude. The woman's a dude. It's expensive to see that the powers that be have been lying to me. Tune into the Fakeologist Show, or JLB, first hour is free. A battle set of truth meets Rick and Rollo, Rick and Rollo. Fakeology is expensive, fakeology costs lots of money. Don't be like that, JLB. First hour is free, but the rest is suspicious. It's a value for value, a value for value. For value, we're your friendly fireside family telling you that woman's a dude. Rick and Rollo.